is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've had lots of gray days here in Wisconsin, and February is when seasonal affective disorder can really hit hard. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Nationwide, up to 6% of the population suffers from seasonal affective disorder. People in northern climates are especially affected. SAD is typically a temporary form of depression triggered by lack of sunlight in the fall and winter months. Dr. Shyla Mergane, clinical psychologist at UW Health, says women and younger people tend to experience higher rates of SAD, with symptoms peaking in January and February.
We can find that we're more sluggish, our mood is lower, and we're not getting that kind of exposure to light that really maintains that healthy circadian rhythm.
Mergane suggests aiming for at least 30 minutes a day of sun exposure or supplementing with light therapy at home using a full-spectrum light bulb. Other strategies include getting daily exercise, maintaining a routine, prioritizing self-care, and supplementing your diet with vitamin D3. People experiencing SAD can feel fatigued, have difficulty concentrating, or notice changes in sleep and a loss of interest in activities and socializing. Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says boosting social connections is one big factor.
When people are socially isolated, it does have a significant impact not only on your emotional and mental well-being, but also on your physical health.
She says in some cases, medication and therapy could be effective, so seek help from a mental health professional if symptoms persist. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jair Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm going to do It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. And our phone lines are open. I'll take any, you know, any comments, any questions. But before I get there, I want to do a quick commentary. Something I haven't done, but I feel compelled to do because of where we are now, the times and the impact of the Trump presidency in many areas. So let me put this out there. This is statistics, Statistasia, which is the name of this periodical. It's Economy and Politics. Poverty rate in the United States in 2023 by race and ethnicity. The American Native American and Alaskan Native, the Native American Indian, 21.2%. This is 2023 statistics. Even to this day, 21% of the Native Americans live in poverty. Up next, the black community. 18% of the black community lives in poverty. Hispanic community, 16.6% live in poverty. All other races, 11.1% live in poverty. The white race, 7.7% live in poverty, and Asians, 9.1%. So why am I bringing those statistics up? For two reasons. I live in urban America. I don't live in rural America. And with what Donald Trump is doing to many people, the people who are going to be hurt the most are the people who are already in poverty. Again, Native Americans, 21%. Blacks, 18%. Hispanics, 16.6%. All other races, 11%. And white America, 7.7%. But what I'm hearing is the impact to rural America. As if people who live in the cities are somehow not going to feel this pain. Well, we're going to feel it the worst and the most. And so I hear, well, you know, people who live in urban America who voted for Donald Trump, you know, we've got to understand why they did it. And Donald Trump pulled the wool over their eyes. Well, I say to that, as I move around my community and as the conversations in our community are about the realities of what is coming to people who already 18% are impoverished, the policies of Donald Trump and Republicans, and the damage that they're going to do to people who've been living on the margin forever. It's just unimaginable. Programs that are going to be, what is going to happen to people who are on the lowest rung of the society? And yet, they're not even talked about. Well, you know, rural America, I get it, right? Rural America voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. And all of us have to suffer that pain because of the decisions that were made. Our communities already struggling and are going to be totally devastated. The elderly and children. It's unbearable what is coming down the pike. So I get it when I hear, well, you know, we can't be too hard on rural America. Well, hey, rural America, you voted for this man. And yes, okay, you can have buyer's remorse. But that doesn't help what's coming down the pike in the community where I live, and the children and the elderly who already struggle to eke out a living in the wealthiest nation on earth, it's going to be even more difficult as programs that have been placed there to address what put them in the condition in the first place. So for all those people who condemn Joe Biden and Democrats, well, they didn't do anything for us. And so, you know, we've got to vote for Donald Trump because he really is going to do something for us. It was talked about all along that he wasn't going to do anything for you. He had been there before. 4 years, 8 years ago, he was the president. Many of us knew who and what he was. Yet people voted for him anyway. And now as the nation is weighed in the balance, and now as the world itself has been turned inside out and upside down, and you watch this man, this monster, as he continues to do the things that he is doing. Unbelievable. What is transpiring? Let me give you some ideas of who this man is. This man is getting ready to cut the EPA by 65%. The Environmental Protection Agency that is there to protect you, your children, and the future of this nation. And 65% of that is going to be gutted because of this man. And as he continues to talk about this in a manner that I would say to you does not have any human qualities in it whatsoever, you know, this is where we are. I'm sorry. We can't wash our hands of what we, the role we played in putting this man in office. We're watching the devastation of it. It's only been a month. We know what's coming. If the ensuing weeks and months are anything like what we've already witnessed, it's not so easy to say, well, he snookered us. He didn't have to be there. We knew who he was. And yet we put him there in the first place. Here's a man. The prospect of cutting 65% to the EPA, which Trump mentioned in a White House cabinet meeting Wednesday, is a dream come true for some conservatives who have long advocated for shrinking the regulatory agency. But the public declaration that the administration would eliminate most of the agency's tasks with cleaning up the toxic waste and regulating air and water pollution stunned EPA's employees. Listen to that. The EPA is tasked with cleaning up toxic waste, regulating air and water pollution. Who would be opposed to that? Unless there was somebody who clearly is deranged. And there are people who will still say, that's my man. I'm still with Trump. Man, who do you think the air, toxic waste, and water pollution, who in our nation is not impacted by that? I don't care whether you live in rural America, whether you live in urban America. You've got to understand that we're all in this thing together. All of us in it together. And yet, there are people who continue to support this madness. Let me bring this up to you before we go to the phone lines. Here's what's at the root of all of this with Donald Trump and Elon Musk. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is weighing the cancellation of an over $2 billion contract that was awarded to Verizon for overhauling the National Airspace Systems Communication Network. It's been taken away from Horizon and given to Elon Musk and his Starlink space. Politics. That's what's at the root of it. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go right to the phones here on John and Gordy.
You had spoken a previous hour about the Trump Golf Index.
Yes.
And it also includes a running tally or chart of the price of eggs and the price of gasoline. Which is,
I did not know that.
But great show, and I would really recommend going back to the Trump Golf Tracker, because that's what better way to keep track of the man.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. All calls are welcome. Before we go there, this just adds to what we're into, what we're in. Trump shares AI video envisioning Gaza development with a gold statue of himself. President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposals for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip, complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. This man is insane and has very few human qualities, and yet people put him in that position. Let's go to Tom from Richland. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, can you imagine being the guy who drew that all up and showed it to him the first time? That must have been awesome. That's incredible. Listen, now you're talking about the EPA being good. I just want to mention that we don't have nuclear power plants being built because they're so expensive that they have a problem that insurance companies won't pay for the damage they do. And the U.S. government guarantees beyond a certain amount that they would take care of the rest. And when they start building nuclear power plants again, that's one EPA rule, one kind of federal rule they're not going to break down, because they can't do this without this government guarantee to cover the disasters. So it's just another example of where they pick where they want to cut things and hang on to things that, you know, are probably stupid to begin with.
Well, you know, Tom, the EPA is there for a reason, right? Okay, Environmental Protection Agency. Okay,
who started it?
It doesn't matter. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it there to protect? Hey, Tom. Who is it there to protect? Irregardless of who's there to who started it, who is it there to protect? The corporations?
All of it.
Right? Okay, well, they're getting ready to do away with that. Doesn't that bother you?
Absolutely. It's incredible.
All right.
Hey, I just want to mention one nice bit of news. If we're making maple syrup today out here, Earl. I'll try to get you some.
All right, man.
Homemade maple syrup.
Hey, man, thank you. I would certainly leave your number with. Okay, you got it. All right, thank you. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. So power and money are the addictions driving the administration, and, you know, it's unbelievable actions. If people want a source of hope, I'd like to call their attention to The Contrarian, which is Substack. Jen Rubin, I just listened to her this morning, and so she's going to be interviewing Ben Wickler today, and she's highlighting the importance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election coming up. And she's going to be interviewing him today, and then I don't know if it's going to be live, but she'll definitely have a write-up. So for $7 a month, you know, subscribing to The Contrarian is really a source of hope for us, and I hope that people will look into this. They're looking for as many subscribers as possible.
It's called The Contrarian?
The Contrarian, yeah. If you Google that, you know, it'll come up. And so Jen Rubin, she was with the main...
Hey, Mary, I remember her. I will look it up, and I will certainly comment on it and bring it up, okay?
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you, as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir? You say what?
You know, there is a lot of hope, Earl, with Trump.
How? Where's it at, Bill?
Where it came from.
Where's the hope?
Explain. I'll tell you exactly. It's one of the members of your civic media group, James Santel. I was talking to him on a Saturday, and I said, how vulnerable is Trump right now? And he said, I quote, extremely. And here's what he meant. He is he's a very easy guy to manipulate. You know how to manipulate him and pull his strings. But with all that's going on, he's going to face one thing he has no ability to deal with. He's powerless, and that's integrity, honesty, diplomacy, our standard in our country. It won't be long till it really hits the fan, big time, with him. And he's called out. Remember, the people run the country. He doesn't. We have the ability to shut the country down. We have the ability to hold him accountable. He thinks he's king, but people panic and say, oh, my God, he's king. He's king. No, he's not. He's king in his mind.
Hey, Bill, I will say to you that if he's not, he's certainly wielding power of a king. And whether or not the people have the power to stop him or not is in question, because we have a Congress that can't stop him. We have a judicial system that doesn't seem to be able to stop him, Bill. And it's early on in this, and we're talking 4 years. Again, he's dismantling the EPA, Bill. I don't see the encouragement in that.
Well, let me expound on that.
Okay, well, then hang on, Bill. Hang on, Bill. 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've had lots of gray days here in Wisconsin, and February is when seasonal affective disorder can really hit hard. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Nationwide, up to 6% of the population suffers from seasonal affective disorder. People in northern climates are especially affected. SAD is typically a temporary form of depression triggered by lack of sunlight in the fall and winter months. Dr. Shyla Mergain, clinical psychologist at UW Health, says women and younger people tend to experience higher rates of SAD, with symptoms peaking in January and February.
We can find that we're more sluggish, our mood is lower, and we're not getting that kind of exposure to light that really maintains that healthy circadian rhythm.
Mergain suggests aiming for at least 30 minutes a day of sun exposure or supplementing with light therapy at home using a full-spectrum light bulb. Other strategies include getting daily exercise, maintaining a routine, prioritizing self-care, and supplementing your diet with vitamin D3. People experiencing SAD can feel fatigued, have difficulty concentrating, or notice changes in sleep and a loss of interest in activities and socializing. Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says boosting social connections is one big factor.
When people are socially isolated, it does have a significant impact not only on your emotional and mental well-being, but also on your physical health.
She says in some cases, medication and therapy could be effective, so seek help from a mental health professional if symptoms persist. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
You know, I prefer the snow. I hate the ice. Death by driveway, be careful. I mean, just stepping outside of your house, don't slip and fall.
Did you say death by driveway? I'm just...
I did. You don't want to skim past that part, do you?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I just want to add, before we go back to the phone lines, President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposal for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip. Complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. The 33-second video, which the president shared on Truth Social, starts with a shot of the city in ruins and the Israeli military's 15-month bombardment. Text on the screen then reads, Gaza 2025, what's next? The AI footage then pans to a scene of what seems to be tech billionaires and senior advisor Elon Musk enjoying a meal and laughing as the sun shines and people dance around him. I don't know what you call that. You know, all of that carnage, all of those lives that were lost in that, and a man doesn't have any soul because he can show this. And this is what people call our leader. Bill, you wanted to say why you think that these things, at Donald Trump can, these things we shouldn't be worried about. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be worried about it. You should be aware. But just a few minutes ago on your show, they talked about April 1st. If we can keep Shifty Schimmel out of our Supreme Court, we made a huge step forward. And then I'm going to allude to something else you talked about this morning, the EPA. You get the right Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin, I wouldn't worry too much about all this stuff with the EPA. They will stand strong against all of that. They will tie those people up in court till they don't know which way is up. Our country needed to go through a cleansing. It was obviously where we were headed. We have fake news, and now he's using AI. But remember, we too can use AI against him. Remember, we can use all his insanity against him. He wants to interrogate James Comey. That might be the best thing that ever happened. One guy that will really be prepared
to be Bill,
investigated will be James Comey.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, listen, I don't think anybody needs to look any further than the fact that he put Pete Hegseth in charge of our military, okay? The guy is a knucklehead, but he's not really that much of a knucklehead. He's like a Fox knucklehead, and I don't mean the network. What I mean is that he's just surrounding himself with yes people, and when the MAGA morons call, they want to tell us all about how we're just being ridiculous, when really all they're doing is just hoping to God that this thing, this worm turns somehow. But guess what? It's not. He wants to be Putin, okay? Talks about putting his face on a $250 bill. Oh, no, the MAGA people say. No, that's not true. Oh, he doesn't want his face on the mountain with the other four presidents. No, that's not true either. Well, you know what is true? This guy was all over the child molesters report, was all over his phone messages, traveled on his plane seven times that we know of, and he sexualized his own daughter. He's been married three times, but yet all the little representative minions of his come out and throw a cross in front of their shirt, especially the women. They want to make sure that big cross is right out there. So they hide behind God, and I just got to – please, if he's going to come, please come now and just help us out here. But he's slow – free press, my God, if anybody isn't waking up to the fact that we are losing the free press, he's eliminating people one at a time. He's got the FCC going over any network that doesn't speak highly of him, okay? So people,
you know, Brendan, he's almost conquered this. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, I want to thank you because December 1st, I started my workout routine, and I walk at least 10 miles a day. I'm on Dr. Omar's supplement. He's been wonderful. My body fat percentage is down to 15%. So I'm kind of back in my football playing days in terms of my body composition, all that. So I want to thank you for that. Second, everyone needs to make sure they know when the town hall meetings are. And if you're a representative is not having a town hall meeting, you have your own town hall meeting and put a cardboard cut-up of that person in front of the room. Right now, what the Republicans are trying to do, my mom is in Derek Van Orden's area, and what they're trying to say is, oh, no, we're not going to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. They are lying to you.
No question, they're lying.
They already passed the budget, but what they're doing is they're trying to make sure their hands are not bloody by saying, okay, we've made all these cuts. Now there will be other committees that will actually make those cuts. So that way the Republicans in Congress don't get blamed for making those cuts. So I just want to make people aware, because Derek Van Orden will send you a letter and say, people that say we're not cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are lying. He wrote that directly in an email. That's a lie, because it may not be him directly. But he did the budget the other day, which will actually lead to the cutting of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Well,
I just want to make people aware.
Well, Tom, if people
town hall meeting.
Well, if people really knew, the only way you can cut, you know, the real deficit is to cut either Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, or the military. That's it. And so they have to deal with one of those four. And if they say that they're not going to deal with any of them, they're just totally lying. Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
I want to follow up on Tom. And I want to remember great things that he said. If they're spewing it, they're doing it. And they even put a letter, you know, a tweet or something like that on my local news station. I was so goddamn mad I had steam flowing on my ears of Eric Van Orden's message, a picture of him in the corner, and his message that they are not going to, impact Medicaid and Medicare. And I was furious. I tried to call the station, and I couldn't call. There is something really wrong with this. And people, you need to vote against Schimmel. There's lies going out. And if they're spewing it and calling this judge that's running against him, Susan Crawford, endangering public safety. Who endangers public safety? They're spewing it. They're the ones doing it. Driving costs up on our families. Who drove up costs on our families? People that are up to their name, not Susan Crawford. And record of liberal partnership. Well, what the devil's liberal partnership? That's so BS. They've lived the label of liberal versus mega. People supporting oligarchs and people trying to hurt the average American person. Wake up, folks.
Hey, Gene.
Out there fighting.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts? Susan?
Trump, I get so upset with him. Trump did with Gaza. People need to understand that the Palestinians, do you think that the people in those areas are going to allow that to happen? This is why he has not cut the military. The next step will be we will be funding military to go to Gaza to maintain that area. and there is going to be a war. And it's not going to affect us because we're too old, but it will affect our children and our grandchildren because this is what's going on. And people have to understand. You say, well, this is the United States, we the people. The Republicans have gerrymandered it. They packed Congress. They packed the judicial system, the Supreme Court. You don't have, the only thing that you have right now going for you people is to vote these Republicans out of office. That's the only thing that you have. And you have to wake up to that because otherwise we are totally lost. And we will be in the kingdom of Trump forever after.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, 855-752-4842 is the number. I would say to you, let me respond to this text. The Earl, and this says, this is from James, the Earl Ingram Show, Democrats and Government Spending poll to February 24th. 66% said Democrats should join the mission of cutting government waste. Let me say to you, James, you may not be aware, but the only way they can address the debt that we owe is not through cutting what they call cutting government waste. The sheer dollars that they need to have and the cuts that need to be made can only be made, as I said earlier, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the military. Those are the four major, costs in our government. And the only other way to address cutting our debt and deficit is to raise the revenue. And you don't do that by cutting taxes on the wealthy. So since you're giving the tax cuts to the wealthy, James, you're just ill-informed. There's no other way that you can do that. I don't care how many Fox News shows you watch or what other radio conservative talk outlets, you listen to. The truth of the matter is the only way to cut and do to the degree that you're going to impact the debt that we owe is through those four programs. And since they're saying that they're not going to cut them, which is a lie, you're just so far off the mark. Look it up. 855-752-4842 is the number. It is, phone lines are open. It is your show. You can do what you want to do. I'll take any questions or comments on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back to the phone lines. Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. Been a long time no speak.
Yes, sir.
Don't lose hope. That's the first thing. And sometimes you just have to let the children hurt themselves.
Yeah,
that's
but
what's going to happen.
That's all of us. All of
I
us
know,
feel it.
And it's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
Because half the country hates the other half. And the only way you can get rid of hate is you all have to have a common dilemma. And so we're going to have to just let it happen.
Well, Jeff, I just
and
don't
I'm
think.
I'm a Democrat. I'm on Social Security. I'm on Medicare. And I'm willing to just die in the street.
You know,
that's what it's going to take to get the country to wake up and realize giving money to the rich is not a winning plan.
It's not, Jeff. Jeff, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for always listening and calling. Thank you. Jack from Racine, good morning to you. Jack, you say what?
Good morning. I was listening to the fellow who sent you a text. I think it was Steve or James. I hope he's still listening. And I think a lot of hardworking people look at the budget and they said the national debt, and they equate it to their own budget and say, we couldn't live with this kind of debt. But I call an old friend. He's a farmer. He's a construction guy, and that was his – that was, I haven't talked to him for a long time, but that was his issue. He didn't realize that Donald Trump was one of the highest debt-raising presidents ever.
Yes.
And that now he's going to do it again.
Yes.
He didn't realize that at all, you know. And he had forgotten about that, hey, they're giving tax. The reason we went into debt is we gave tax
yes.
to wealthy people.
$7 trillion in 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I understand why they thought they were doing the right thing by voting for Trump. But they just don't follow it. They work hard, and they swallow that line.
Hey, Jack, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ruth from McClare. Good morning to you, Ruth. You say what? Ruth from McClare. Ruth, are you there?
Give me 1 second, Earl.
Okay.
I have some issues with the computer.
Okay. So in the interim, You know, we really just are in a horrible, horrible place. I don't know how we get out of it. I honestly don't. I know people say have faith, but you have to give me something to build my faith off of. What I see with my naked eye takes away any faith that I have that things are going to get better. You know, you got it? Okay, things on us. Okay, all right. So I can go to Ruth from Eau Claire.
You'll come on.
Ruth, you there? Hey,
I'm
Ruth.
Not Ruth, Earl.
Okay, go ahead. Who are
you?
Can
you hear me?
Terry
from the Northwoods?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like your rendition of Tavares there. That was good. That
all
was
right. Good. All right.
Anyway, Rick Smith, who's on your fine network, said that the Democrats ought to leave Washington, D.C. and go into Republican districts and have town hall meetings and listen to people. Invite them in.
No.
And get their complaints.
Hey, Terry.
That was Rick's idea.
Hey, Terry, no question. Thank you very much. I don't disagree with that. Really appreciate it. Okay, let me see. Okay, Ruth. Ruth, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right. You say what?
I am saying in terms of you were talking about cuts, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, those dollars come into communities. They take care of people.
Yes.
They give jobs. Those jobs bring money into the community to purchase what families need in order to survive, you know, to manage their own households. This money routes around in our communities and does so much good. It's not like it just goes to a person. Those people generally need to hire other people to help them in their daily life so that they can maintain their own health in some way. The other thing is that Social Security is not a government program in the same way that Medicare and Medicaid is. Social Security is our dollars, our savings account. That is not money that we get taxed for in terms of, so that money doesn't result from taxes. That money results from our hard-earned dollars going into that Social Security fund.
Hey, Ruth, thank you very much. And all the rest of you on the phone lines, I'm sorry we ran out of time. We'll be back on tomorrow. Certainly give us a call. I'll be joined once again by my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll continue the conversation. We'll give you an opportunity. I promise you. Thank all of you who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Matinette, Greg Bach, Matinette on air. See you later.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Make a Friend Day is today. Make a friend. How to observe National Make a Friend Day. Make a friend at work or at school, in the community, or just about anywhere. Yeah. Introduce one friend to another. Give a shout out to a friend who makes your life better. Sam, have you met any friends lately?
No.
Okay. Thank you for playing our game.
We work in radio. We don't make friends.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.